Welcome to episode 54 of Justifying the F Word, out of the sick den and back into the world.
I was going to say, back amongst the land of the living. Yeah, I might make it till 50, guys.
Yeah, poor little bunny. I think you got hit pretty hard with the destroying angel.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, so with my girls, we've been into watching quite a few shows, but one of them being Supernatural, and I'm going to tie this in. So there's a part where they go to the crossroads, and you know the whole story.
Yeah. Yeah, Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sells his soul to the devil.
So he can play the blues guitar.
Yeah. And there's a whole episode of Supernatural, the show about it, and they end up going to the crossroads, and you make a deal with the devil, but the devil always comes due. And I will say 10 years ago, Quinn and I almost died around Christmas. Same time of year, we had the avian bird flu. I'm not making that up. Both of us went down, and it was Lord of the Flies with our little kids. And I will say the devil came due 10 years ago. So I think Quinn, on his deathbed 10 years ago, made a deal with the devil and was like, I'll use Megan as collateral.
Yeah, I don't know what see, here's the problem. I got arrogant. So what happened, just for our listening audience, thanks for tuning in, guys. Sorry we missed last
week. Yeah, it's been 3 weeks, yeah. But I think it would have been like a fever trip of an episode if we would have recorded last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, I got a little arrogant. So Megan got a little sick after
she it was 3 weeks ago, yeah, today.
At the beginning of December, more or less.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago, I came down with this head cold, and it knocked me out. Like, I kind of fevered a little bit, but I felt horrible. And that went on for a week and a half. Like, this was all through Christmas, trying to just pretend that I was like, I'm not going to let this ruin my Christmas. And then I was like, you know, I went in and got like steroid shot, was on antibiotics, like all of this stuff. And I was like, okay, starting to feel pretty good. This is where Quinn's getting arrogant. Like, well, hey,
I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, been taking my vitamin D every day.
You were arrogant.
I was like, I'm mixing my emergency.
And there was even a point.
My hand sanitizer's going off. Like,
and there was even a point where because I was trying to like sleep in the other room to not, you know, be like, hey, I'm sick. Both of us don't need to go down. And it was on a Wednesday. Quinn's like, I think we're good. Just move back in, you know. And because I was going back to work the next day. The Thursday. So I, you know, slept right next to my sweet tender angel and went back to work on Thursday.
Our marital bed.
Yes. Anyway, so
mother rejoined
yes,
us.
Yes. With my kerchief on.
Yes.
I don't know. It was
fantastic.
But anyway, went back to work on Thursday, and an hour into work, I was like, man, my chest really hurts. And then like, as it went on, I'm like, my head, I'm foggy, and I hurt everywhere. And by the time I was done working, I was like full-fledged in a fever.
Well, and here's our middle daughter, it kind of hit her Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So she started going down, and then
I went in because I literally came home and I hurt so bad. Like, it was like, you know, someone had taken a hammer to my back. And finally I looked over, and this was like the next day after I'd work. And I'm like, Quinn, you just need to take me in InstaCare. Like, they might tell me nothing's wrong, but I want, if there is any medicine, I want it. And so he took me in immediately. They were like, you have influenza A. And I think Quinn's still right there. He was a little arrogant because he was like, okay, but I think I saw...
No, I said, well, I believe the doctor said, you have it, not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Quinn went down, it was less than 24 hours, and you woke up and you're like, I don't feel good. And then but you got on the medicine faster and he didn't have the cold. So Quinn was like, you were done less than a week.
Yeah, but I will say, your level of sickness you were at was typically where I'm at. So I would like to say you had a queen cold.
I'm not even. Like, no, you guys, we saying, argue because Quinn just always.
You have empathy.
Let me paint a picture.
You have empathy now of how I feel. Yeah, when I
you
get
guys
sick.
Will now see like this. This is a true blue Megan and Quinn argument. Is so paint a picture. I am pregnant with our second child,
which
so,
you have like all the crazy.
Yeah, all of them. So anyway, I am like, taking care of a 2-year-old toddler, and I had the swine flu. Yeah, guys, we've had the bird flu and the swine flu and in our COVID. House. And COVID twice. And if you're out there being like, oh, well, you should have been back. We've been vaccinated, whatever. But besides that, so I am pregnant and I am way pregnant. And we both got the swine flu. And Quinn, you know, I can't breathe because I like, you know, I'm carrying this full blown child and I can't take NyQuil, can't knock myself out. I just see Quinn. I can hear him snoring. And I watched all of 24, guys, all of it. And I get a note on the counter from Quinn, his wife, who is carrying his child, taking care of his other child. If you want me to live till tomorrow, can you pick these things up from the grocery store? And there's like 35 medicines on there.
Well, I, you want.
And then he has the audacity to say, I get sicker than you
I
do.
I was just going to say, what an amazing wife and living proof that my concoctions work. Cause I am here today.
Yeah. Well, you made a deal with the devil. That's all I got to say is Quinn went to the crossroads and said in 10 years, I will pay my debt and my wife will be the one to pay it.
Besides everybody being sick, we had a super fun Christmas break. We started out Christmas Eve. We went skiing.
Oh, no. No, you need to start 2 days, the Christmas Adam.
Oh, on Christmas Adam, yeah.
Yeah, we almost forgot in it because it feels like a
lifetime ago.
Yeah, so there we were, Christmas Adam. You know, Quinn is watching movies with the kids.
As opposed to Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Which, okay. So nobody would freaking watch Polar Express with me.
I think we can all admit it's a horrible movie. Horrible plot. Like, just horrible. But anyway.
Wrong dong ding-a-ling-a-ding dong. You're
you
wrong.
You said that you kept pouting saying, I'm going to go in the other room and watch it by myself. Never did it. Just saying, call your bluff.
I was trying to be part of the family. Were the one trying to rob Christmas magic.
Nobody wanted to watch it.
So I believe we were watching George C. Scott's version of
You were.
A Christmas Carol.
Anyway, so I was in the other room wrapping the last minute presents in there. And we're just we're baking a pie. It's in the oven.
A razzle dazzle.
Yeah, we're getting all ready.
Yeah.
You know, checking our list. Checking it twice, and the fire alarm goes off, and I'm in the other room, and I don't think anything of it because sometimes if you're cooking a pie, it will like
boil over,
and then it sets it off. So I just kind of kept going about my business, and I heard Quinn open the doors, which now we know, long story short, worst thing that you could do, but we've had our fire alarm go off while we have something in the oven.
Yeah, you open up the doors, turn the ceiling fan on, like...
Yeah. Anyway, so we do that and we're like, okay, there's no smoke or anything coming out of the oven and it's still going. And there's a thing going fire, 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 like downstairs. So
it's kind of like the Element show down in Mexico.
Yeah.
Fire, fire, fire.
Yeah. So we probably did everything wrong by the book was we were like, okay, let's go searching. So we have our kids disperse and we're looking, every fire alarm's going off. Our neighbor comes over with a fire extinguisher and is like, is everything okay? And we're like, we can't see or smell or whatever.
Well, and then also I bought a secondary carbon monoxide alarm and I had it plugged in just as a secondary backup. And that wasn't going off. So
yeah,
it wasn't
so we're
carbon
like,
monoxide.
What the heck? So, so eventually we're like, well, better safe than sorry. Cause we're not going to be able to sleep. You know, we're like, is it an electrical fire that's like in the attic? Like what's going on? So Quinn calls, the
fire. Well, I had to call 911 because the dispatch line was, they changed the number but didn't update the website.
We live in a small town.
Yeah, small town.
Anyway, so there we are. We went and sat in our truck, hoping our house didn't burn down. And it totally reminded me of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation where that here comes Santa Claus.
Yeah, all of a sudden the giant fire truck comes down the down our driveway.
And the funny thing, it's not really funny, but I had just mopped all of our floors and everything, and they're like marching through the snow, and I'm like, well, there we go, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
They came a wassailing. Yeah.
And where we live, it's all volunteers. So my daughter was like, hey, that's my friend's dad.
No. The girls were like, I wonder if there's any hot firefighters.
Oh, yeah,
and then one of them was like, called her out by name.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She goes, that's my friend's dad.
Yeah, because they're like, ooh, maybe some hotties.
So long story short, your fire alarms can go bad over time. And
they get dust in them. And if they have dust, it will read it as like smoke.
Fire. So it was one of those moments that.
But once we got the clear from the fire, like.
We came back in.
We didn't come in. We did what you should do is we said, well, it's Christmas. Can we take a picture by your fire truck? So we'll have to post that on our page because we got the family photo with the
fire department.
Yeah. You know, and then came back in and it was like Quinn and I looked at each other and I'm like, I'm not really even fazed. He's like, me neither. And our kids were like, not fazed at all.
Yeah. Well, there is the brown curse.
Yes.
We'll dive into that.
And so it kind of brings into everything that we're going to talk about. But Christmas.
So we went up Christmas Eve, did a fantastic day of skiing. And like we talked about in our episode of kind of beating the holiday stress and looking at traditions differently, we decided to do something totally different. And we ordered a ton of appetizers and did a bunch of crafts with the kids. And it was freaking amazing. Like, it was great, man. It was cool. It was something totally different. And it was a lot of fun.
Kids loved it. And it was kind of inspired by our older kids saying, we don't do anything fun at school anymore. Like, it's like when you're in elementary school, there's a magic element to the Christmas season because you're doing little projects for your parents. And they were like, we missed that. So it was really fun. We made like ornaments and frosted sugar cookies and like things that you do when you're like little. And they loved it. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was amazing. And Christmas Day was fantastic. I, of course, woke up before everybody. And
No surprise.
And we had a great day. It was just super chill and always fun, always magical. It's super fun to shut things down and just hang out with family and enjoy the day. So, yeah, it was that about brings us up. Well, I guess you need to talk about the infirmary. So let me just back up here. All the week between Christmas and New Year's, I believe there's a scene in Gone with the Wind when Miss Scarlet walks outside and sees all the soldiers laying like strewn about the battlefield. That was our front room.
Yeah. Well, Quinn was down and so one of Quinn's, we'll have to talk about our favorite Christmas presents. Mm. So usually, you know, as parents, as adults, I feel like Christmas is one of those you're like, you know, I feel like the magic is seeing your kids, but I do feel I nailed it on Quinn's and Quinn nailed it on mine. So you go first.
So yes, I did nail it on yours.
Wow.
So
it's a family show.
It's a family show. You can talk about it. Well, I always end up on the floor when we're watching movies upstairs or TV.
Quinn likes a full stretch out where he can't sit next to anyone on the couch.
Well, and then you guys don't dedicate a whole couch to me, so I end up on the floor.
Yeah, because we have two couches. Yeah. He wants his whole one. So there's like four of us on one, and then Quinn dead asleep snoring on the other.
So Megan bought me a trifold memory foam, like bust out mattress.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I slept on that the whole time I was sick.
Yeah, like fevering in and out.
It was perfect.
Yeah. And then
and my daughter made me a rope blanket, which is great.
Yeah. So Quinn, I had no clue on this. So you guys, if you play your cards right, you find yourself...
Ladies, I hope you're listening.
If you find yourself the right man out there, you're going to find yourself with a heated toilet seat.
Well, it's not just a heated toilet
seat. And a bidet. And
it's got a bidet in it. It's got a fan in it.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like it's the toilet seat from space.
But you're squeaky clean.
It is amazing. But it was like when I opened it, I'm like, I don't know what this is, but it is awesome. It is life changing. I feel that every time I sit on it. And if you don't live where it's so cold all the time, it brings joy to your life every time you have to sit down. And it's just nice and warm.
And clean.
And clean. Do you like it? And clean.
And clean.
Yeah.
So super, super fun. But anyway, so Megan had been talking to our middle daughter about watching Vampire Diaries.
Okay, so you gotta, if you've gone and you've been with us from the beginning, it is one of those things that I love. I'm not embarrassed by it. And my oldest hates chick flicks, like hates chicky things or teenage drama. So it's kind of like, I'm better off with her watching like scary movies, you know, which is great. But our second is total teenager, loves all that stuff. And so when she went down, she was like, Mom, it is time that we start Vampire Diaries. And this just goes to show how much time.
I would say level of commitment.
Yeah. And the level of sickness in our house, because we started. When did we start?
You guys started the day after Christmas, because on Christmas night, no, you guys were watching Supernatural, I think.
I don't even know when we started, but it is, there's 8 seasons, 22 episodes, and we are almost done with the full series. Like, Quinn finally was like, I can't
take anymore.
He was like, I can't handle
it. I'm going to watch The Rise of the Ottoman Empire on Netflix and... and move away from teenage mush. So we've had an excessive amount of snow, and I spent the week in southern Utah and came back and it had dumped and it was
and
wet.
I tried to go out. I was like, told Quinn, I'm like, I tried to go out, but it was such a wet snow and I was like so weak from like having the flu, I couldn't like move the snowblower. And so I tried to shovel and I made it just doing our like little sidewalk, and then I was like, I give up.
Well, this kind of brings us up to our episode of what we want to talk about.
Well, yeah, so...
Well, I have to... I will tell my story as part of
the... Oh, yes, yes.
My strong hand.
Your Lego hand.
My Lego hand.
Yeah.
So, in life, okay, this is the whole premise of our episode, and we're going to dig into different subject matters within this. But my sister came up on Christmas Eve morning before we left to go skiing, and my daughter was relaying a story. Well, actually, why don't we... tell the story.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go.
So, and then I'll tell about my Lego hand.
Yeah, you guys just have to imagine Lego hand and a good story's coming for that. But anyway, what inspired this episode is one of our kids went to a dance right before Christmas. And it's one of those, we all as adults, we could all get together and tell funny stories. Like, good, bad, and the ugly from going on school dances or dates, right? And so she had one of those. And like I said, the evening didn't go according to plan. Like, it wasn't like she came back and was like, well, that was not the greatest of dates I've ever been on. And so she was relaying the story about the date. And I mean, there's nothing new that happened in this date that hasn't happened to all of us at some point in the dating life, you know?
I believe it is on Indiana Jones, the first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark, when they throw the date up in the air and his buddy snatches it because he sees the monkey's dead and the date's been poisoned. And he looks over at him and goes, bad date.
Wow.
Well, it's a deep dive, right? Yeah,
I was like, where is he going? But anyway, so our daughter was relaying this story to Quinn's sister, and she had the best response because
sage wisdom of her best friend's mom, Kay Aaron.
Yeah, because our daughter was swapping these dance stories with her cousin that's like a year ahead of her in school, and they were kind of going back and forth, and then finally... Quinn's sister stopped and said, hey, let me tell you something. And Quinn, take it from there.
She said, you can either have a good time or you can have a good story.
Yeah.
Typically, sometimes they intersect.
Sometimes they are the same.
Sometimes they are the same. And sometimes what was a bad time turns into even a better story.
It's like on Christmas, Adam having the fire department come.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It was one of those that Quinn and I even immediately after just started laughing and was like, well, that's a good memory. That's a good story.
Yeah. So instead of looking at things of being like, well, that sucked, it becomes a story. So we've mentioned.
And I feel like you can still say it sucks, but you can, say, I'm going to keep that one of a, oh yeah, you think that's funny? Let me tell you.
Well, and it was like our oldest took her job and she worked at an amusement park, not a haunted one. Well, they say it's haunted, but a haunted amusement park in the haunted houses. And she kept telling me all these things that happened. And I said, listen, I said, your life, it's like that little box that Mel Gibson pulls his tomahawk out of.
Oh my, deep dive.
In the Patriot, you know?
Yeah.
Or some ladies may call it a cedar chest where they put their wedding dress at the end of the bed, something like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I like Mel Gibson's tomahawk.
Okay, we'll go with that.
All right. So anyway, but the point being is your life is made up by all these great experiences and stories. And sometimes sometimes they're not great, but they add to that box and they add to those moments. And instead of looking at it and staying like, as Indiana Jones's buddy said, bad date, right? It's like one of those things of you learn from it and you are able to take something from it, move on from it. And what would have otherwise been considered like the worst, like this is terrible, you can laugh about it.
Definitely. And we've talked in past episodes about that whole treasure chest, the stories, memories, all of that. Those are things that you take with you. So I think in life, there's a lot of times that you have experiences that you're like, dude, this totally blows. This sucks. This is, you know, all of that. But you can also just stop and look at it and say, okay, in a few years from now, will I find humor in this? Like, is it something that I could be like, okay, I got through that. That kind of sucked, but it was kind of funny at the same time. That leads you to Lego hand.
Oh my gosh. So
there's Quinn coming out of influenza. Yeah, A.
If you're tuning in for the first time, justifying the F word means being in your 40s and 50s and living your best life therein. And one of the things that sucks about your 40s and 50s that isn't living your best life therein is when you get hurt, it tends to go on forever.
When you go down, it's not like you're like our 10-year-old that literally we have seen him
splat.
I mean, we're one of those where I'm like, if I wouldn't walk for 2 months, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Splat.
Yeah.
And so there I was, our niece's car was parked in our neighbor's driveway while we were gone. And they so graciously let us park it over there because we had my mom in town for Christmas as well and coming in and out. And the way our driveway is configured, it's kind of rough. Plus we have half pipe. We've got a half pipe in our garage. So it makes it kind of hard. So we park one car usually out. So anyway, I had gone to unearth my niece's car out of the snow. And so I dug it out. My neighbor saw me. He came over.
And Logan was there too.
And there was about 2 feet of snow. And then it rained and everything froze on top of it. So it was like 2 inches of like just sheer ice with snow underneath. So even to get the snow off of the car, I had to dig out the bottom of it, break the surface, and then push it off. So anyway, it took us about a half hour, 45 minutes to basically dig her car out of the snowbank.
And that was just like literally one storm.
Yeah.
Because you guys did pretty good the whole time. Yeah.
So
cleaning it off.
Yeah. So we move it over and we get it pushed. And so we got it out and then I just need to give it one more push. And I walked up and where the car had been parked was like the slipperiest surface known to man. Like it was just clear, sheer ice. And I stepped on it and that's the last thing I saw. And I went down on my hand and my whole right side of my body. And I knew instantly I jacked up my thumb And so I was just like, oh no. So anyway, we got the car moved out, got everything cleaned off. And I was like, I think I can move it. I think I can move it. Like, I don't think anything's
broken.
It's
the denial stage. When you jack yourself up, you're like, I'm going to be good. Like, it just burns.
It just burns. It's going to be totally fine. Going to be totally fine. So anyway, I take our son to Woodward in Park City. And I can't use my right hand. Like, I can't open up the door. I can't do anything. Like, I'll tell you what. Like,
would you say you're Gimpasaurus Rex?
I was Gimpasaurus Rex. Like, yeah. I always make fun of the cats about not having opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
And not being able to open up doors. And
Karma.
Yeah.
Karma.
And I learned really quick what it's like to have a paw. As opposed to having raccoon hands and being able to do it. So this morning I got up and my hand was like swollen twice its size. So I went into
the elephantitis.
Yes. And I went into the doctor and I did fracture my thumb in a couple places. And I have the most ridiculous
our kids, which I feel like it is our own doing, is they have kind of our same sense of humor. So they
thought... Your sense of humor.
Oh, whatever, dude.
I'm sensitive.
Anyway, they have been laughing about it. Like, thinking it was the funniest thing that Quinn went down. And then, like, when Quinn came home, and it is up to his, like, elbow wrapped, and he has, like, a full-blown... It looks like Lego Man.
I've got a big splint in it.
Yeah, like, he looks like he's, like, going hitchhiking. Like permanently.
No, it's like on, it looks like on Drop Dead Gorgeous where she gets blown up in the trailer and the beer can fuses to her hand.
And so I think the kids instantly were like, oh, we feel bad about making fun of them. But then they started calling you Lego hand and it was right back.
Well, the problem is my thumb is splinted and my hand is swollen. So it's curved like a Lego hand. So...
Guys, we can't make this up. This is all of our Christmas.
This is a classic experience of looking at it as I could be pissed. I am going to get a smaller splint or something. Because
we are going on his work trips coming up here in like a week and a day.
Yeah.
And we're going to be by the ocean for like
a couple weeks.
Like,
it's tough duty.
Almost 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And
yeah.
So it's the kind of deal that I'm like, are you going to be able to go in the water? Like, for me, not that big of a deal. But for Quinn, that's like, it's like putting a cinnamon roll in front of me.
Oh, gosh. Instinctual. Instinctual.
Yeah.
So anywho, it's one of those things that, good story. I could be pissed about it, but, it made a good memory.
It did. And I think you weren't even mad. You're like, it happens and it sucks and all of that good stuff. But think about things in life is a lot of times the thing that almost you can look back and be like, that sucked, but it's kind of humorous. Those are usually the stories that you tell. You know what I mean? Like, if you went on the absolute perfect date when you were 16, is that what you're telling that story as an adult? Probably not. You probably, you know, I mean, it's good to have those experiences, but also like things that, you know, build memories. And kind of funny, speaking of ice, is we, right after Thanksgiving, we saw one of Quinn's best friends from high school. And immediately I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I remember. And so my kids know, like, 2 days before I got married to Quinn. Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
We were walking to his apartment and he lived in a basement apartment and it was all concrete and it was May. That just tells you how long
the beauty of the Rockies.
Yeah. I was like, that just tells you how long our winter is. And I took one step at the top of the concrete stairs and I slid all the way to the bottom. So when I got married, literally, like, I was black and blue.
You had a butt cheek that was purple.
Purple. And so it's just funny because the reason why I tell that story is that my kids even know that story. It sucks. But again, it's one of those that you're like, well, it either a good time or a good story. And my kids now know what I was doing in my life 2 days before I got married, you know? Yeah.
Well, and it's just that. So life,
you say when life gives you lemons, You go to Lululemon?
No, you go to Vuori.
That's true. I'm more of a Vuori person now.
So
fully converted.
I was actually supposed to have lemon zest to put in the pasta tonight, but I...
Slayed it on dinner and...
With one hand.
Yeah, and I'm just going to put it out there that we have a New Year's resolution that we are going to eat more together as a family. And not everyone kind of figuring out what they're going to eat. And so we have a plan and everybody's taking a night to cook. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. And one of the big plans is to try something different.
Yeah.
To change things up and not have like the same six meals, which we have a tendency to fall in that rut.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Which makes it fun. But I think in this day and age of social media, or I think it's really easy to, even as adults, to look at everybody else's life and assume that everything is perfect for them.
Yeah.
So everything, hell, they have the perfect vacation. They have the perfect house. They have the perfect this. Everything goes perfect, 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 perfect. And so when stuff does hit us, that would be the negative, say the slipping on the driveway or your car breaks down or whatever, it becomes catastrophic because we're so used to things being like perfect. And I think a good example of this.
Well, and I think not only perfect, just to add in there, I think a lot of times we get in that mind frame of I'm doing everything right. So everything should be right in the world. And I think that if you do that, I mean, it's not like, I mean, you should do things that are right, but it doesn't mean that the world is just going to turn around and nothing ever is going to happen. And you're not going to have to replace your, you know, water heater or do you know what I mean? Like things happen in life and you could be doing everything correctly.
Yeah. And, you know, and if we're looking at this from a New Year's approach with like New Year's goals, there's going to be stuff that happens along the way. It's going to set you back. You're going to go into something with all the right intentions in the entire world. And it may be, who knows what, a myriad of different things.
Well, I will say in last year, it was getting the train going, working out, coming back from surgery and then getting shingles. And I've laughed about it. Like it was at the time I'm like, what are you kidding? You know, and that, but I've had to laugh at it and say, okay, that was a detour in the road, but it is kind of funny at 42 having shingles that it was so much overdrive on my body that my body was like, I'm going to give you an old person.
It's going to be like, hell no, you're not doing
that. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying is there are detours. There's always detours.
But I also think we look at those detours and maybe we look at them as they're way more catastrophic than they need to be. I mean, I think a perfect example, what I was trying to say before is think about back in our day, how many people's cars broke down?
Well, we were telling our kids the other day.
Or like, do you remember even like in high school, hoping your car would start?
Oh, I knew how to jump my car, you know, all that. And we were telling our kids about how big of a deal it was when we were kids that like, I remember if you got in the car and you were driving anywhere that wasn't just in town, your parents were like, grab blankets, make sure there's blankets in the car and their coats. And we were telling our kids this story because our youngest said, why does it matter if we have a blanket in the car? Cause like, we still do that. I don't know if you grew up where it's winter, but like, and we told them, we're like, because people's cars broke down all the time and almost every winter someone froze in their car. Like,
oh yeah. Or everybody, you know, now everybody has all wheel drive or front wheel drive, yeah, or four wheel drive or whatever. And back then everything was rear. So the odds of like going off the road or whatever it, and that's just an example too, of how, you know, our life's become a lot easier. Like I said, I can remember I kept a can of ether I would spray in my carburetor because half the time it didn't start, and you know, or I keep brake fluid in there because I had to keep pumping my brakes.
Like, oh, so you admit that your car brakes didn't work, that one you had?
No, they worked.
No, they didn't.
You just had to pump the brakes enough.
It was terrifying. Thought I was going to like monster truck over like Quinn when we were first married, dating and married, had this.
I had the dopest. It was a 1972.
Was it the dopest?
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
It would have been dope if the brakes would have worked.
It was a 1972 Jeepster Commando.
It was cool. The brakes didn't work. Like you had to pump them and pray to all things holy in the world that you weren't going to, and it had big tires. So you would have just monster trucked over a sedan, you see? Know? Yeah.
It would have stopped you.
Mm. Yeah.
It would have stopped you. But my point that I'm trying to make, though, is not everything's going to go perfect. And in fact, in our household, we call it the brown curse. And I think this happens. I think my assumption is I had a relative that was burned in the Salem witch trials.
Yet wasn't someone getting hit by a shoe?
Yes.
Like the book or the movie Holes?
No, it wasn't somebody getting hit by a shoe.
Are you following?
No. I've never seen Holes.
What? Yeah. That's how the family curse started. They got hit in the head with it like a Converse, and it started this curse.
Agree to disagree.
Okay, anyway.
Was this the guy in the George Bush press conference that threw a shoe?
Who throws a shoe?
Honestly, who throws a shoe?
Honestly. Anyway.
But
Salem witch trials.
I think when that happened, some Puritan
10-year curse of the flu
minister cursed our family and our posterity.
And I will say, when Quinn and I have been
the brown curse.
Yeah, we've been together almost 24 years, like, you know, between dating, being married, all of that. And it used to be really funny, the brown curse. Like, I used to like laugh about it because it would only affect Quinn. Like, we would go and we could have like go to the grocery store, and we've tested this out where there would be like one person in the line Quinn would decide to go in, and there would be five in my line, and I would still beat him because the person in front of him literally, like, kid you not, could be robbing the place. Like, I mean, who knows? We've had every scenario.
Yeah, every scenario. Everything from...
You've had someone drive through a Quiznos.
Yeah, I was sitting in a Quiznos once, and somebody drove through the Quiznos and hit the table I was sitting at.
Same year that he was driving up over Donner Pass, yeah, and a huge boulder went through the passenger window and shattered it.
Yeah, blew out the window. Yeah, that was fun.
Same thing.
Within
same
a couple weeks.
And so part...
But none of it surprises me.
Yeah.
Or the fact... that we had the hardcore debt collection agency coming after you for your student loans that were paid off.
That's when it wasn't funny anymore, because it was all like kind of Quinn. And I was like, dude, you're cursed. It's the brown curse. And then I was like, I think it was when everything started coming towards me that I was like, just damn it. Why is my last name Brown? Like, you know, I was like so mad. I was like, okay, I have the brown curse too. But now... Like I said, when we had to have the fire trucks come on Christmas,
we almost forgot to even bring it up because it's just so normal.
Yeah, it was one of those we sat down to go over the podcast and everything. It didn't even pop in our mind because we didn't even look at it as a bleep of anything crazy, really. But in reality, it is.
So here's the other thing that I want to bring up about this, about you could either have a good time or have a good story.
Yeah.
Is a lot of times... The good times, like, for example, I'm going to remember having this stupid thing on my arm.
Lego hand,
right? My fingers are really swollen.
Oh, I bet they really hurt.
Just say poor little bunny.
Poor little bunny. And if you guys haven't, ladies out there, do yourself a favor. If you have not Googled the man cold, you need to go Google it. Because that's what she says. The guy comes in and says...
The paramedics come in.
Yeah,
like,
and she's like, what about me? I'm sick too. And they're like, oh, what about me? And then they're like, you need to repeat after me. Poor little bunny.
Pat his head and say, poor...
Poor little bunny. So, anyway.
But what I'm trying to say is... The negative things or the things that suck, like with our daughter, the bummer of the dance situation, or whether it be the fire department, those are things you always, they tend to register, but we joke about the brown curse, but there are 1,000 more good things that happen.
For sure.
And you just don't, as we'd say in the old country, no se da cuenta, meaning that you don't pay attention to it. Like you don't, it like just doesn't register because it was a good time. You have fun. But then again, a lot of those moments don't really evolve into any kind of experience, right? It happens. And I'm not saying you should want a bunch of crap to happen to you, but I think when, like we've talked about at length, like resistance equals growth. So when you do have something happen, whether it be a not so great experience, you end up, if you're willing to, you end up growing and learning from it.
Yeah, I think it's how you walk away from it. I think everybody reserves the time to say, this sucks. You know, this sucks. I hate this happened. But I think you can always look at it of, you know, they always say the silver lining, you know, that kind of thing is, how are you going to walk away, or what are you going to learn from the experience, or what are you going to laugh about? What is something that you can tell down the road, you know, of that experience that you can make it in? Not, I wouldn't say a better experience, because you're not going to change the outcome of it. It's not like Quinn, you know, eating shiz by the car and having Lego hand. It's not going to just go away because of his opinion.
I feel like you're stereotyping all Lego men.
Yes, we
all look the same to you. Yeah, Megan?
I do love all of the Lego movies. All of them. Lego Batman, Lego Ninjago, like you name it. Love them. Watched all of them. Multiple times. We'll say Lego Batman is probably one of my more favorite. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so we're in a new year.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I barely that bleeped on. Yeah, I think I was fevering, and Quinn was like, this is probably scary, but he, you know, Quinn had a little bit more together, because there was a point where I was like, I don't even know how you're functioning. And Quinn was like, kids, do you want me to get Domino's? And
this was New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And just so you guys know, we live in the country, so they don't deliver. And now I look back, the fact that I let you drive your car fevering to go get the kids pizza, that I don't, if that's not an example of a hero, I don't know what is.
I think the garlic knot sealed my hero status. I was so sick.
Because he got back and I'm like, I don't even know how you humanly possibly drove and got pizza for the kids.
So, Megan.
Yes.
All right. New year.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. 2023.
Very exciting.
It's no longer 2022, which 22 is my hockey number. So
we do know.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift sings the song 22.
Yeah.
Which our oldest, when she was probably like 8, she was super into Taylor Swift. And she thought that song 22 says, and I'm sweaty too. Now you can't unhear it.
No.
I'm feeling sweaty too. Okay,
so we talked about how awesome 22 was because it was my hockey number. Maybe not so awesome for you because...
Yeah, it was a rough year, but it's all good. Okay. We have a lot of good stories.
We do. All right. So 2023. Okay, this is why this is awesome. I was pretty cool when I was 23.
You met me?
I met you.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd say the band was at a very pinnacle point.
Yeah.
We all started.
Are you going to leave with the band or meeting me?
That's meeting you, of course. Okay.
Okay. I can't tell through your squinty eyes over there.
We started recording Open Road. Like there was a lot of really good, a lot of really good things that happened. So, so if we're looking at this from like the astrological cycle, if you will, or, looking at it as the year of goodness, there's good omens around it because 23 is a lucky number. So, Megan, how are you going to apply this advice to your life this year? The advice being you can either have a good time or have a great story.
Ooh, now I feel like I'm being put. Did you think of your answer already?
Of course.
Oh, dang it, putting me on the spot. Okay, I think looking at the new year, and I think I always tend to go back to looking at the big picture. I know we've talked a lot about that in the podcast, is the big picture and your life being about experiences. And I feel like this last year really worked hard on that. And this might not fully tie in, but I want to go into this next year of looking for every single day to be able to walk away with bringing some type of joy or betterment to people. If it's someone that I, you know, is a friend that I know, if it's someone at the grocery store, whatever it may be. And I feel like that will tie in. I think there's going to be a lot of good stories and things that will come from that, and a lot of personal growth by focusing kind of more on, you know, what am I going to fill that treasure chest with stories to walk away from this year?
I love it.
Is my answer better than yours?
That's pretty good.
He didn't even tell me he was asking that guy. So, but really, I, in all honesty, I've thought a lot about that. I went to lunch before Quinn sold my soul to the devil and I got sick. And one of the girls that I went to lunch with talked about how much her dad impacted people, because every single day that was his goal, was to try to impact someone's life. And so I'm not looking for stuff that I'm going to be spending every day, all day doing, but I want to lead my year of how can I look at serving other people. And that might be just a text. I might be saying hello, making people feel seen. So
I love it.
And I have put thought into that. I didn't just pull that out.
Well, good.
Boom. Your turn.
Well, for myself, and being that we're talking about either having a good time or having a good story.
Yeah.
Is I am going to really try and focus. I feel like I try to, but I'm going to even dive even harder into not looking at things in my life as negatives.
Ooh, yeah.
As more of learning opportunities. And, you know, it's even looking at the past, looking at things that have happened, whether it be as traumatic as losing my father to other things, and the wealth of knowledge and the wealth of things you can take from those experiences are so, so good in a lot of ways. If you're willing to learn from them, if you're willing to adopt whatever the universe is trying to teach you at that moment. So I'm really going to try and, you know, look for my imperfections when those moments happen, instead of getting down on myself about certain things, really try to immediately snap into how can I adjust and what can I learn from this?
Awesome. So just more so trying to find always some part of that glass that's half full.
Yeah. Cause I will say, I tend to be a pretty positive person, but like,
yeah, he's really positive. 5 a.m. super positive cheer. Like, good morning. What's going on? Yeah, you're like, so why are you not asleep?
Megan had to work this morning and it wasn't even that early.
It was 5:30.
I came out and said hello. And Megan,
okay, I will say something that enrages me is when people can be sleeping, right? And it's early. And it has been this way. Like I through the course of our marriage have always had to get up at least a few days a week super early. In the 3 o'clock hour, the 4 o'clock hour, I still think in the 5 o'clock hours early too. And Quinn is just so cheery in the morning, and I don't share that. And Quinn just naturally just wakes up and is like, it's a wonderful day. It's a beautiful morning.
When the sun breaks the horizon, it scatters sunshine.
No, you sit.
You hear the birds chirping. No. The animals get up and move around.
Yeah, like there's been days I've gotten up early for work and it's pitch dark and Quinn's sitting with the fireplace on just in the pitch dark.
In my robe. Like,
and I walk out and he's just like
Father Christmas.
Good morning. What you up to? How are you? And I'm like, I am not ready to be social. Like, not at all. So I always get mad. I'm like, why are you not asleep? You could be sleeping.
And it's ridiculous.
It's like you slap sleep in the face. Like you don't even appreciate
it. It's to the point. So normally I'm gone at the gym.
Yeah.
So, but like, yes, this morning, because of my strong hand, I was not at the gym. And so there I was. And I came out to say hi to Megan. And I even questioned, should I just stay here in bed so I don't get in trouble?
It's not.
Even though I was awake.
It's not in trouble. It's just more like, why? You know, but it's funny.
And for me, I'm like, oh, I get to see my beautiful wife in the morning.
I'm sure it's that. No, you always say, I wish I could stay asleep. But no, there's I hate that I'm quoting this, but there's this meme that our kids and I always laugh about, and it's it has Homer Simpson. It was like, you know, that overly optimistic morning person, and then it's like them at 3:30 and it's them falling asleep wherever they go, and that is Quinn everywhere I go.
Not at 3:30. I'd give me like 5:30.
Yeah, but it's like
6 o'clock.
Yeah, if you sit down, it's
if I sit down, but then I'm able to go to bed at night. easily.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot like Spider-Man or anybody else who's been given like unnatural abilities. It's the curse I have to live with.
Of getting up at 4:30.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
And it's usually 4:30 I have to set my alarm, but like by 5:30 I'm up no matter what.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Well, this morning I couldn't even go in the hot tub because of my strong hand. So.
Oh, Lego hand.
Lego hand.
Lego hand.
So guys, we're going to start wrapping this up here, but think about it in your lives. Like think about when things come down the pipeline and you get slapped in the face or whatever. Ask yourself, you can either have a good time or you can have a good story. Right? Think
and,
about
and
that.
I think it's your choice.
It is.
It is going to be your choice what you're going to walk away from that experience. And you get to decide. It might take some time for one to convert over to the other, but that's okay. Like, I think it's all in
perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Absolute perspective. Well, we are super geeked out about 2023. We have some great stuff coming down the pipeline with some podcasts. We have some stuff that we're working on that we'll be announcing a little bit later, but get ready, Justifying the F-Word Nation, because it's going to be a fantastic year. So if you have a chance, please share this episode or for past episodes with your friends. And if you can, please review us on any platform available. Have a great day, folks.
Stay classy.
I'm having a hard time pulling the slide down with my strong hand.
Use your Lego hand. Come on. You got it. Just a little slide.
My elbow's at like a 90 degree bend.
Just cutting off blood supply.